Is whenever now or is whenever then?
Now is now.
Can we go back?
We're watching now.
Can we go back?
Now recording.
Now recording.
Thanks, Craig.
Stupid Steam notifications. Also stupid, his name in Steam.
Steam? What?
I got a notification that a certain person was playing Marvel Rivals, and his name starts with Randy and ends with Sugar Blank.
But it'll then be now, soon. that movie holds up, for sure.
Oh, totally.
I have recently rewatched it, and it was good.
Sorry. It's just making me laugh to get some of the one-liners.
Sure.
Oh, only one man would dare to send me raspberry. Don't stop. Let's look at the VHS tape. Spaceballs the Flamethrower. Kids love this one.
All right. I think I'm ready. I'm ready.
Are you prepped?
Be on the show.
All right. Text, words. I didn't update this, did I?
Probably not.
Nope. I need to fix the numbers. Greetings, welcome to the 447th, not 6 like my script says, installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ian, we got Ray. How's it going?
Good.
Word up.
I also didn't fix the dates. Hey, this is the week of 12/18 to Christmas.
Nice.
Merry early Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well, sir. Thank you.
Happy Christmas.
And God bless us, everyone.
Yeah, polio's making a comeback. Yes.
Because that's what the world needed. Let's just give everybody smallpox, too. That'll be great. Awesome.
They're better than the big pox.
I don't think that's true. As long as it's not the monkey pox, because then that's a whole different problem. What the poxes out there? Huh. All right. In your 7-day 4-star crash! Out of Titans. This week, you had Glider Man. No, that was last week. No, this week. This week, Glider Man versus Rhino. Did you glider?
That doesn't sound familiar.
Do you have Glider Man?
No, no. That also doesn't sound familiar.
Oh, you got a 2-2-2 Glider Man.
Rhino's a decent character. I don't feel awesome about 2-2-2.
I totally didn't have it up. Is there a graphic that I missed? There is.
Yeah, there's an infographic filled with holiday cheer.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Next week, it appears you will have Patsy versus the Blonde Widow and then a mystery guest.
Sure.
Or maybe it'll just be Blonde Widow twice. Who knows?
Could be. I feel more confident about that one.
In
the 4-4-5 is a much better build.
Yeah.
Than the all twos. I'll probably
and you've already leveled her, which means you probably have beat it before.
Yeah. Probably just champion her and call it a day.
In Story World, the fight for your right to Wakanda is going on. That gets you Spider-Gwen, Kilgrave, Agatha Shards. Placement is the 2099th Ghost Rider and some First Avenger Shards. You know what bugs me about that title?
What's
that? He's not the First Avenger. Like, the other Avengers got him out of the ice and the iceberg, and then he joined the Avengers. He's like the fifth Avenger.
He's the oldest Avenger?
Right. Maybe he was
by age-wise, sure. I suppose by the year he was born.
Right, making him the first Avenger.
Okay.
He was an Avenger back then. He just didn't know it yet.
Right.
Oh.
He gave birth to the idea
that
would someday become the Avengers.
So when him and Cap, or when him and Imperius Rex fought the Nazis, did that make Imperius Rex an Avenger?
I don't know.
Android Jim back in those days?
He was already the first mutant.
He was.
He doesn't need to be the first everything.
Mm.
Will you just stop owning everything, Elon Musk? Knock it off.
Only first Avenger in Marvel timeline, not in the actual 616 timeline, where it goes back to, is Apocalypse supposed to be the first mutant? I think it's supposed to be Apocalypse.
I believe you if you are willing to make that statement.
Because he's very, very old. Then we got Deadpool versus things. That'll get you Battery Man. I thought I had more to my sentence, and I'm like, nope, that's just called Deadpool. Yeah. Battery Man, 2099th Ghost Rider, the first Avenger Shards. Placement is Infinity War Spider-Man and some WandaVision. In the Back to Life, Back to Reality season, you will get some Jeffrey, some Don Quixote, and a Luna Snow. The current PvP is Lethal Intent, getting you Gamora and Super Skrull. Placement is Talos and Abigail Brand.
I totally remember, but just for those who may not remember, who is Don Quixote?
It's Victor La Mancha.
Victor Mancha.
Okay, gotcha.
Victor Man of La Mancha.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes Don Quixote, sometimes victorious, sometimes just a support.
He's got it all going on.
Yeah.
He's very talented. In the news, we got so much news, it's all the news that's fit to print.
Oh my goodness, I'm barely ready.
Let's see, in the release 317 notes, we got a clue for a new character.
Ooh.
It is for the greatest good, greatest being all in caps.
I don't know. Greatest good. We just talked about Captain America. I think of Captain America, and I can't stop thinking of Captain America. Greatest good. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have a good guess for that clue.
The greatest American hero?
I can't believe it myself.
Walking on air?
That's right. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. Should have been somebody else. New feature that we'll talk about in a little bit more detail in a minute. Cover exchanges are coming in with this patch. And there is the holiday season pass if you're into buying passes in your games.
Sweet.
You want to talk about the cover swaps? You want to talk about the 2025 roadmap? What's your poison?
Cover swaps.
Cover swaps. All right. So there is a all-new cover exchange system. When a player obtains a max-level champion or ascended character of any rarity, they will unlock the ability to exchange excess covers of that character in their inbox for other covers of their choice within that character's natural rarity. There are exceptions for limited and latest Legends characters in the current rotation. So it says, for example, if you have a Max Champ 3-star Squirrel Girl, any additional 3-star Squirrel Girl covers in your inbox will appear now with a new orange exchange button in the bottom right corner. If you select exchange, you can then exchange those. It can choose the exact number of covers you want to exchange and what covers and color they would like to swap to. It says, in this case, they're going to swap to purple covers or 3-star Agatha Harkness. This will cost you hero points, so you probably won't do this a lot. Each cover swap is a flat per cover hero point scale that scales with rarity. That is, 1-stars have the lowest cost, 5-stars has the highest. If a cover has a 200 hero point exchange cost, exchanging 2 will cost you 400, 3, 600, and so on. I don't see myself ever doing this. You guys on this?
I mean, I know it's not for everybody. It's just, you know, when two covers have been married for a long time and things get a little stale, they try to spice things up and they try a cover swap.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I would ever be doing this. No.
Hero points are just too valuable for me.
Yeah.
And I would feel compelled to do this, but I totally see the value of it.
A 5-star exchange is 1,250 hero points per cover.
Shazam!
That's a lot of hero points to spend on that.
I mean, it is more valuable to do that, but the hero points, don't think so.
The character shortlist of covers that are restricted from the exchange include Bagman, Spider-Ham, Taskmaster, Devil Dino, Howard the Duck, and anyone who is currently in the latest legend. So you can't swap to full out your, you know, brand new 5-star Imperius Rex that I'm going to spend a bunch of covers on tonight, or a bunch of, you know, tokens, things, whatever those are called.
Yeah. You're going to try to get Imperius Rex.
I sure am.
Does it say how much the 4-stars are? Like you said, 5 and 3.
Oh, yeah. 4-star is 500 per cover. So it's 75, 100, 200, 500, 1250.
See, the only place I can see doing this is all the extra 4-star covers that I might get of anyone. Just convert them all to Polaris so that I can max level her. But
at 500 a pop?
Yeah, I still don't think so.
And you have a lot of hero points.
I do. I still don't think so.
Yeah.
My number of hero points have been going down, though, because of all the different ascended characters. They each take a slot, so...
Wait, Blue Wolf is telling me Namor's not in latest yet? Wasn't that supposed to happen last week? Shouldn't it have switched when the season started?
That should be in your news, Craig. They switched that out. They didn't flip the latest Legends rotation.
What, just to taunt me?
You know what? Right. Let's go with that answer.
No, I feel slighted. Slighted. I am full of slight.
Why explore the opportunity that things might not all be about Craig? That would be crazy.
That would be insane.
Ah, no Imperius Rex for you.
Hey, I broke Venom and I made Dazzler happen. So you just cool your jet, son. This game is about me. I guess I'm opening one token tonight. No, I'm really sad. I was planning on opening like 40 some.
Well, we've got enough news to make up for it.
All right.
January 9th-ish is your date, so...
All right, so the next...
Hey, when
the
we
next
return.
Yeah. All right. Oh, no, because we're returning on the 8th. So I have to wait until the 15th.
Thwarted again.
Man!
Oh, man. Show just took a real Ian turn.
He's now coming up Milhouse, and that's just not fun at all. So let's look at the, they put out a 2025 roadmap. Let's see. And then it starts out with tell me about stuff to do. All right, so there's new quests and a season and the season pass. There is a, those code redemptions are now coming out. So, hey, if you haven't yet, head over to marvelpuzzlequest.com/code and use the code DevPool to get yourself a DevPool cover. Like right now, if you haven't done that yet. There is a new game engine coming in quarter one, 2025. They are upgrading the Unity engine, apparently, is what they're calling it.
It's going to be UE5?
Sure. From a front-end perspective, players should not notice anything, but it's supposed to make the game more complete and stable, opening the doors of opportunity for them to tackle several features that they've been eagerly awaiting to tackle. Tackle twice in the same sentence. It says new players will benefit from the new engine with a brand new intro to MPQ when they first launch the game. Oh, I want a new intro.
Well, you'll be getting one.
Well, no, it says new players.
Oh.
Current tutorial hasn't changed in many years since the first launch. It's long overdue for us to overhaul the first-time user experience. Hey, Ian.
Blup.
Specifically, new PvE events should see a steady release throughout the year.
Uh-oh.
I'm excited by that.
Not me. Now I'm going to feel obligated to participate since they did such a nice job and all that hard work.
All right. And there will be PvP events will mutate into new variant types that will challenge your rosters by way of fun requirements such as only blue characters, X-Men only, 1-2-3 star only, one of each rarity, etc., etc. What kinds of PvP events would you like to see take shape? Please let the devs know. Only blue characters. What does that get you? Beast, Apocalypse? Who else is blue? Rocket Blue?
Blue? What's her name? Thanos' other kid.
Yeah, uh-huh. You're correct.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Starts with an N?
Yeah.
Nebula.
Yes. I was like, you know, girl from Doctor Who.
Yeah, she's blue.
Yeah. They said there will be quality of life improvements coming from small changes scattered across future releases to much larger ones that they will spotlight in future updates. Let's see. Resupply streaks, and those who want to experience a different version of that exciting FOMO will be introducing monthly login calendars filled with rewards for daily logins. So just give you more of advance than just that. What do you get now? Like 8 days, 10 days in your
fees are on the what now?
What you know when you get that streak of you know what you're gonna get next as a reward for playing every day?
Oh yeah.
It sounds like you'll see that as a month calendar as opposed to this, you know, the next few days. Here's what's important. Mm. They're going to do some much-needed enhancements to the chat. Good, because the chat's terrible.
Well, the chat's way better than it used to be.
You're not wrong.
Use some improvements, and I'm looking forward to it, but I'm just saying.
And in something I don't need, custom emojis. I don't need that.
Everybody needs that.
No. Yeah.
Time savers.
I swear that's
They're
the only
funny
thing
and endearing.
That Microsoft updates and Teams anymore. It's like, hey, there's more emojis. I'm like, I still don't care. There will be social flair. Not only can you peacock your login streak, but also with your hand-curated roster of characters over the years. In the future, these characters are going to receive a visual level, as we'll be implementing new shiny graphical upgrades across several locations where your account can be seen by others. So, there you go. Lots of new things coming your way. I'm excited for more PvP, or not PvP, PvE events.
Oh, sure.
Because I like those.
I'm down for the emojis.
You're the worst.
I'm liking them more and more.
Anything else in the news?
Isn't that enough? I don't know.
Hey, local news. Ray, do you remember the very short-lived My My Chicken?
Yes.
Where My My Chicken was, there is now a fish and chips place that also sells chicken.
Yes.
I hear it's a little pricey, but pretty good.
Was My My down in Westerly Parkway?
Yes.
Westerly Parkway, yes.
Ooh, has a fish and chips place?
Correct.
I want to try that.
It is owned by the Friday.
Yellow Taco guy.
I can't wait to hear your review.
Are you going to get chicken or fish?
I don't know. It depends on what mood I'm in of the day, I would imagine. But we have some friends who aren't going to be in town for a bit, and we're meeting them for like dinner or whatever there. So,
all right, give me a review on the chicken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fish it is.
I would think that's someplace that, you know, we could go, right, or my wife can get fish and I'll get some chicken. And
yeah, I was going to say, we'll hear from both sides.
Yeah.
Well, it's likely
Ray's wife is definitely going to get the fish and chips.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like 100% certain.
It's true. I mean, you know, English and all.
Yeah. So I could just get a review from each of you. I'm excited. I'm not going to have access to this place, but next time I'm in town, I will not try it because I got other plans.
There are different kinds of fish and stuff, I understand, too. Like, there's not just one type of fish.
Oh.
But from what I've seen, from what I read in one article, the portions are very large. So don't, like, order yourself, like, two pieces of fish because you will regret it.
Sure. I appreciate that.
American-sized. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mark. Northern portions.
That's right. What else you got?
I don't know. You were telling us news.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I got.
Are we all out of Marvel news?
Yes.
Oh, right on.
So that's why I got you some fish and chips news.
Yeah, that was good news.
Local people have brought in a trenching tool across the street because our power is underground, and apparently there's a fault in it. So they're like redigging and redoing everything. And possibly, I'm hoping that this means that the fiber company might be able to come down our street.
Yeah, you could be so lucky.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Glow Fiber, Chentel, whatever you would like to call them, they're both really the same company. They're putting fiber all over State College.
We got a flyer from Glow Fiber saying, hey, yep, we're doing construction, don't mind us. And yeah, I don't, as long as I can get fiber.
Right. Yeah. I hope you can get some. I don't think I'll ever see it out here. Well, not ever, but I don't think in the next 5 years I'm going to see it. But
five, maybe.
I don't know. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Arkady Rusevich. A draining life.
All right, let's talk about Omega Red, the Horseman of Pestilence. This is the 5-star variety of red, black, and yellow Omega Red. Tentacle Whip. 7 red AP. Deal 3 hits of 797 damage to the target enemy and heals Omega Red for 10% of the total damage done. Additionally, for the next 3 turns, Omega Red's damage is increased by 35%. Using this ability when Omega Red is already buffed resets the duration. That scales up to 8,866 damage and heals for 20%. For the next 4 turns, Omega Red's damage is increased by 90%. That's a lot. Shazam!
This dude rocked.
Yeah. Let's see what Pestilence Spores have to say about this. 0 black AP. It is passive. At the start of Omega Red's turn, if one does not exist, create a random 4-turn Pestilence countdown tile. Each turn for Omega Red's turn, Each turn for each it was on the board, it deals 346 damage to the enemy team, and their damage is reduced by 5%. If an enemy character is downed by this damage, create an additional Pestilence Countdown tile. When a Pestilence Countdown tile triggers, enemy characters missing health and reduced damage from the Pestilence Spores become permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that sounds like a hassle too. And it's free. Let's see how that scales up. Oh, 5,973 damage. And it becomes a... So it creates a 4-turn countdown tile that deals ? Damage. Okay, let's go on to Carbonadium Armor, which costs a mere 5 yellow AP. Create up to 2 strength 182 protectiles. Then, if Omega Red is below 25% health,
Heal him for 1,047 for each protect tile on the board, or 15% of Omega Red's max health, whichever is lower. Passive component reads, when Omega Red makes a match 5 or greater, create one strength 177 protect tile. All right, that will scale up to create a 2,177 strength protect tile. If Omega Red is below 50% health, heal for 15,186 or 25% of max health. All right, now, I really feel like I plateaued with game knowledge probably 6 years ago, but having never played a 5-star, I feel like if this character is something other than a 5-5-3, I truly have plateaued in my knowledge and I'm never going to get better at this game.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, it's clearly a 5-5-3.
Holy smokes. Yes. That was a nail biter, but I mean, really?
Let me tell you about
healing when you could just massacre the enemy team with the other two abilities.
Right. So pestilence spores, you're talking, what was it, 5,900 damage? Yes. When the countdown, every time the countdown ticks, you don't deal 5,900 damage. The first time you do. The second time you deal 11,800 damage. The third time you do 16,000 whatever damage. Like, it is cumulative.
Oh.
And then at the end, at the last one, it expires and it turns all that damage permanent.
Yeah. Yeah, those first two abilities are something else. The third one is fine. It's so cheap, too.
Yes. And it heals. Like, yeah. You don't want to use the yellow to heal. You've already got the red to heal.
Right.
Throw in a Koya and...
Well, there you have it. Easily solved, even by a novice like myself. Omega Red, the Horseman of Pestilence, 5-star. That is what is Sunny in Xandar.
Very good. Bray, what is in Willy's mailbag?
A good question. Willy, what's in the mailbag? Oh, he's got nothing. He's holding the bag upside down. Nothing's coming out.
Mm.
So we're going to go back to the old standby. NB Perp is going to ask, status of Craig's Venom.
200.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Is that what I told you earlier?
You were way ahead of me, and now my Venom is at a 225. I'm ahead of you.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was shocked by this.
All of your roster is infinitely better than mine.
We have established the level of effort that we put into this game. Ray being at the apex or A tier, the highest possible tier that there is.
Incorrect.
Craig is at the B tier, and Ian is at the C minus tier.
That is definitely not true. People put way more effort into this game. Oh, I meant
of the three of us.
Oh, of the three. Okay.
I'm simply ranking the three puzzle warriors.
If you're, what's it called? Scale? When you do the scale? Yes. If everybody does bad on the test in high school.
A bell curve kind of situation?
Bell curve, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm just surprised. I'm not saying that you're an A-tier player. I'm saying of the three of us,
okay,
you would be ranked numero uno by quite a leap. Yeah, honestly, I think the distance in this game between you and Craig is similar to the distance between Craig and I. Like, you are farther at, not quite, like, I feel like Craig is much further ahead of me than you are of him, but I don't think it's as significant as I want to think it is. I think you play this game pretty aggressively sometimes.
the key component to that sentence was the last word. Sometimes,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can you tell me then, before we move on, who won the board game bracket last week? How about that?
I can. This was actually a nail biter. Last week we had Life, the game of Life, versus Dominion.
Ooh.
It was very close. One vote decided that Dominion is moving on.
Wow.
Man, I've still never seen this game.
That's crazy to me. I understand. I do like the idea of, you know, giving birth to an entire genre, is pretty meaningful. But man, Game of Life is just one of my all-time favorites.
Definitely a classic.
That hurts. But congratulations to Dominion moving on.
All right, so this week then, on the board game bracket, brought to you by Insert Your Name Here, OFI, we have Pictionary versus Risk.
All right. Can I go happy first?
Versus, yeah.
I'll go happy first before you go deep into sadness.
Okay, hit it.
Pictionary. I love it because it involves drawing, which I enjoy. It involves guessing, which I enjoy. As far as a party game, obviously the cooperation occurs within the teams, but it is a competitive game, which I enjoy. I hate working together with everybody to have a good time. Boo! How am I supposed to know which one of my friends is the best if we don't rank each other? So yeah, I feel like it works for a lot of skill levels. You know, even, you know, I know every friend group has that one friend who plays Pictionary and their drawings just blow everybody's drawings away. But even if you don't have that friend, it's a very, very viable game. You know, it doesn't, I know some people are not that into trivia or they're embarrassed to do charades. I think Pictionary is a happy compromise. So there you have it, Pictionary.
As we know, I have two rules for Pictionary. One being that I get to team up with Ian.
Yeah.
And B, I don't draw.
Yeah.
So Ian does all the drawing and I do all the guessing. And we're pretty good at it.
That's not how Pictionary works.
No, I know. He knows. There's no... I was going to... I appreciate you, Ray. You're not wrong.
Or fair to everyone.
But there is... Yeah. I mean, it's... I'm just like, it's Craig. I can't... It's not going to make any life changes at this point. It's either Craig's way. He's either going to railroad you into doing it the way he wants to do it, or he's just going to leave. So you got to pick one or the other. And I usually just let him bully me.
All right.
See?
God, I freaking hate drawing. I am the least artistic person I think I've ever met in my life.
That is not true.
I'm really terrible at art.
We all should know who that person is.
We will not talk about them on the show.
Because you can draw the greatest chickens of all time, Ray. Your chicken is fantastic.
I wasn't talking about me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We're just going to... I absolutely confirm. Can confirm. We'll never forget.
Man, I apparently missed out something.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll tell you about it when you're older.
All right. Just because, as Ian points out, I'm a jerk. I have to argue my way with one of Mike's employees the other weekend, and it made me enjoy myself. Because we were playing a game that is clearly based on Texas Hold'em Poker, because that's what you do, is play Texas Hold'em Poker. And so we were burning a card when we dealt, and she didn't like this because it wasn't in the rules. We weren't having it. At least I wasn't having it. I'm like, oh no, we've dealt this game before. We're burning cards.
Now, bear in mind that while that is the rule in Texas Hold'em Poker, this game, whose mechanics involve almost exclusively using Texas Hold'em Poker, is called Gang, and in no way Texas Hold'em Poker. And in the rules, it in no way suggests or requires that you burn a card. Craig is completely wrong in this scenario. Everybody had to burn a card.
So let me ask you this. If did you get a new dealt hand like frequently, or was the deck like reused in some way?
We shuffled every time.
Yeah, it's a standard deck of cards. Time?
All right,
yeah.
Then it doesn't matter that much. I'm just thinking if you like went through the deck before you reshuffled or something like that, you would go through the deck so much faster if you burned a card every time. So it would change how the game structurally went.
Oh, yeah. No, you just shuffle up every time and
it's standard shuffle everything just like a normal poker game.
Okay. Then I don't really see how it matters.
Because in my brain it does. I'm just so used to doing it the other way, I couldn't do it. It was a fun game. And much better with more than three people.
Holy smokes.
It became a whole different game.
When it was just the three of us, we couldn't continue. We couldn't add enough elements to make it challenging. As soon as we added three more people, it was a nightmare. We couldn't get around.
But a game that you know that can be challenging to your friendship is the game of Risk.
Oh, is it ever?
Where you will pick the person to attack because you get your options. And no matter which person you attack, they'll be angry that you're attacking them. And everyone gets sad and angry the whole time they play that game. And somebody ends up controlling New Guinea and Australia and wins 95% of the time. And that's just how the game goes.
Yeah, well, those four extra troops in the beginning of the game just compound. And then you just can't. Yeah. Unless the other person gets control of Africa somehow, you're just. Yeah. Or possibly South America. That's another decent start.
Yeah, and we all know, just like, you know, the you never fight a land war in Asia.
Right.
Because, you know, that never
try to control Asia.
Yeah.
You might see those bonus points and think, wow, that's worth it. Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, I can totally get those extra 7. No, you can't.
You can't
hold all those attack points.
Yep.
It's just too many.
Fighting a war on that many fronts is a losing proposition.
Yep, sure is. Sure is.
What about digital risk? Do you think that would be less rage-filled?
I enjoy playing digital risk versus the computer.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because then there's no feelings involved.
Yeah. So I do enjoy playing Risk that way. But I don't know. I used to play Risk a lot as a kid. We didn't seem to get that offended by it. But the older people got, the more people got offended by it. So. But those However, are your choices. Pictionary
as far as a game goes, it's a brilliant game. It's just horribly long and puts terrible strain on relationships.
And again, as we mentioned earlier, one of those games that's got 1,001 rebrands on it. You can buy Risk in so many flavors.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
There's Space Risk and, you know, this Risk and that Risk. And yeah.
Oh.
What was there? There was Castle Risk. It was a European one. There was a Space Risk that came out after that. Mm. Yeah, there's different Risks. Then you remember you'd always get did you have the classic one where you had the square wooden blocks that I swear no two of them were ever the same size or shape? And then you had those like oblongy things that, you know, we always just assumed were boats, even though they weren't. Did you have that version? Or did you have the ones with all the little plastic pieces that were ones, fives, and tens?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, Roman numerals.
Yep, the Roman numerals is what I had.
Okay, so like, yeah, we had both. We had one set that was the plastic Roman numeral ones, and then kind of the classic version was were wooden pieces, and like the single troop was just a wooden cube. But I swear to God, none of the cubes were ever the same size or shape. Like, they were very close, but some of them were a little bigger, and some of them were a little smaller.
they were all handcrafted. Each individual piece.
It sure seemed that way. Or they just took you know, extra stock and just cut it into cubes, and it's close enough. Paint it green and throw it in the box. But yeah, there was like, I think they were supposed to be tens, I think. Were like these oblongy kind of shapes that we always would just play in the ocean with as boats. I don't know how to define that.
The original apparently were 1, 5, and 10. I don't know. Never knew there was a difference.
Yeah.
So there you go. Come into the Discord. That's what it's called. And vote for Pictionary or Risk, or let Willie know in some other manner which game you would like to vote for.
Right.
And then we'll see what happens next week.
Thanks, Samurai.
All right. Oh, I've lost track. No, no. No. Oh, once again, then I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
We just want to pump
you up. All right. Let's dive right into this very professional podcast. Some boosted 3 stars. Colossus is boosted. So more red damage, more damage prevention, and more magic from fastball special. Doc Ock. He is going to do more attack tiles, probably stronger attack tiles, not necessarily more. I feel like damage gets done to you for some reason when he swizzles the board around. So that amount of damage for whatever scenario causes that damage will probably be increased. And his armed and dangerous has been recently reworked and didn't work how it does in my mind. It's got variable effects on like what color you pick. Those are all going to be increased.
When he shuffles the board, isn't it? He shuffles the board, and if there's a special tile shuffle that destroys it and does damage. Yeah.
That sounds accurate.
Okay.
And Sentry is boosted, so his strike tile is going to be stronger, and his red damage is going to be increased, and those green countdown tiles that do damage also will do a little bit more damage. 4-star boosted characters. The Black Knight. Oh, man.
Black Knight always triumphs.
Totally always triumphs. Sorry, I was just looking at the 3 lists, and the 4 is so in one direction, and the 5 is in the complete opposite direction. It's like someone was really mad at the 4-star players this week, and really into the 5-star players this week, and just wanted to rub it in.
Yep.
Oh, Black Knight. He's got his improved AoE, more damage, more healing, and stronger protect tiles. Dr. Bong.
I go Bong.
Yeah. More damage from his countdown repeaters. The dupe. Oh, he's got a bunch of stuff going on. It's all boosted. Oh, my goodness. Gore. What's he do? He does more damage per shadow minion tile. The minion repeater tiles deal more damage and more damage per enemy special tile that he reduces. And finally, Puck is he's a guy. He deals more red damage, more green damage, if his cartwheels work out, and stronger protect tiles and larger AoE retribution if he takes too much damage.
I do think that you're more detailed than I would have just gone Black Knight, Dr. Bong, Dupe, Gorg, Puck, good luck.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't think anybody's ever... Yeah, you're not wrong. All right, let's talk about this five-star extravaganza. Carnage is boosted. Red-eyed monsters, bigger attack tiles. Bigger attack tiles out of Null and Void, and more red damage. Let's see, who's this guy? Oh, is this... yeah, I was going to say God Emperor Doom. Bigger burst health, more black damage, and more blue healing. Okoye, everybody's favorite teammate. Additional damage based on how much AP you have. More damage when destroying the target row and restoring extra health based on team-up tiles is all going on there. And finally, Shang-Chi is boosted. Let's see what he's doing. Blue damage looks good, and red health restore looks good. So, yeah, I will scroll up to see what Samurai has to say. And quite obviously, he points out that both Shang-Chi and Okoye appear to be boosted. And you can just kind of, you know, plug that in and rest on your laurels and treat yourself to an early Christmas. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Ian, do you have any pop?
I do. I am invested in the pop segment. Now, it starts off weak again because, man, I'm just drink a lot of soda. I'm sorry. So, my wife encouraged me to try something new.
My wife.
Yeah, and it's, I can describe it for you. I'll lead in with it's not awesome, and you will immediately know why. Have either of you, well, you guys don't drink pop, really. Not much, at least, I feel like. I mean, Craig drinks like one, but just like, anyway, Poppy. It's a brand of soda, P-O-P-P-I. Mm. Yes?
Have no. You tried it? I thought you tried it here at my house.
Oh, I've never tried it at your house. I thought it was some sort of horrifying prebiotic soda, and it was.
It is, yeah.
Oh, God. Now, the only thing I don't hate about it is the low sugar situation. Not too shabby, but I don't know. I mean, I get some aggressive tummy noises when I drink this stuff, and I just can't live that way.
You are not wrong.
Yeah, it does its job, and I understand its value. I mean, when I got home from my trip to Mexico, I was like, yes, please, but this is not something I want to just grab a can of for a refreshing poppy. Oh, no, thank you. No, thank you. I mean, it's not repulsive by any stretch, but it is not. When I get a soda, it's because I'm treating myself and I want to enjoy it, not because I want it to taste like medicine. And it kind of does. They don't do the best job of masking the apple cider vinegar.
That sounds awful.
It's not good, Ray. I don't recommend it. However,
Yes. I think I bought a 12-pack of it. I think there's probably still 9 of them, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not something that you can drink a lot of. This seems dangerous. Well, then let's try a cheerier pop. One that tickles my fancy. Today, I will be... This is the third best kind of book out there. And that is none other than a pop-up book. A pop-up book, if you don't know what it is, then you let a disappointing childhood, and I feel bad for you. They have 3D features that fold in on themselves, and when you open a particular page, they pop up and spring to life and add depth and sometimes movement and character to the book that you are reading. They exist primarily in children's books. Why? I don't know. I don't think I'd be disappointed if I were reading a novel and there was a pop-up section in the middle. But that might just be me. I'm not super mature. But yeah, as far as books go, I would say the pop-up book, you know, does bring me a lot of joy. I'd have to reevaluate that. It could be the fourth best kind of book.
Ooh.
Might even be the fifth. I may have overranked it in the beginning. I didn't take time to think about books in general. But yeah, fifth is correct. I'm so sorry, guys. I misled you when I said third best kind of book.
I don't even know what the other kinds could possibly be.
Well, like, number one is obviously an oversized wizard's tome. Number two would be Where's Waldo books, or any sort of, hidden picture style books. Number three would be comic books. Number four would be choose your own adventure books. And number five would be pop-up books.
Ah.
And it doesn't have to be a wizard tome necessarily. It could be like a Necronomicon or some other sort of evil giant oversized tome. But I would assume that's always number one. But again, I'm not that cool, so that's why I'm attracted to those things. But yeah, so that's what I got this week. Poppy, the root beer flavor, and pop-up books. Because it's been a while. Treat yourself to a pop-up book. They're as fun as you remember. But they don't last long because kids are hard on things.
But it's, it's Christmas time, so I'm sure that your local, like, Barnes & Noble probably has a plethora.
Oh, yeah.
Of pop-up books right this moment for Christmas time.
That seems likely. Oh, thanks as always to Magnify.
Magnified. Ian, you got Steam open.
Holy smokes, are you braced? It's open and I'm ready.
Holy bejeebus.
I know, I don't know how it happened. My reward? Hey, it's something I probably don't have. It's the Hydra Stomper, Steve Rogers. Stomp. Wonder if that's something that can now be put forever, to immediate use.
At the Winter Garden Theater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, I have way too many of these latest Legend tokens. I'm going to open one.
Do it, Doug.
Four star. That's an octopus. Doc Ock, No Way Home.
Oh.
Yep, instead of opening 40 of these, I'm just going to open one.
Yes.
Oh, it's purple, though.
40?
Well, I was going to open 40 to try and get me all the name where I could get.
Not 50. There's a button for 50.
I don't have 50. I have 40. But I did just get an Agatha Harkness complex incantation.
Nice.
What does that get my... Agatha is now a 4-3-1.
Wait, good job, dude.
Good deal there. Thanks to the OG, this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The best thing I would do is to go find out. Check us out at Soon To Be Named Network. soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. We put this out alongside of several other great shows, even a few of which contain Ray or myself. Not nearly enough contain Craig. But if you would like to change that, go over to Soon To Be Named Network. Listen to the shows. Request more Craig. You won't regret it, I promise.
I bet you will. Not since the very early days of this show is that he would have requested more me.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to make a comeback. It's got to come back around. It's like bell bottoms and high waisted pants.
People made the mistakes of I was a guest appeared on a few other shows on the podcast network, and then I've never been invited back to any of them. It was a one time and one time only. What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
All right. That's it, folks. We will talk to you. Enjoy your holidays. Oh. Please be safe in any of your travels. Yes, Ray.
I was waiting for the anything else for the good of the order, but
yes, go ahead.
That's what he was. No, he said you already stole it.
Oh, all right.
Keep one of you two. Tell him about our break.
This is true. We are going to have a break, but before I forget completely. In the events, if you were doing the quests and the events, there are new quests in there that are very vague. Like play 10 missions using a character who knows their way around a keyboard. Play 10 missions using a character who needs their morning cup of coffee. And play 10 missions using a more perfect little guy. If you don't know who they are, this go-around, it is Devpool knows the keyboard.
Yeah.
Lady Octopus needs a cup of coffee. And apparently, I don't get this one, Jeffrey is a perfect little guy.
Wait.
So, sure, there must be something that Gwenpool called him.
Probably. I don't get it, but there you go. That's how you complete the quest. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Good info. So for the rest of you, please be safe in your travels around the holidays. And we will talk again on January 8th.
Be reckless. Don't listen to Craig.
2 weeks.
Get all sauced up on Nog and just go running wild.
I would die. That's no good. But I will get sauced up on maybe some scotch on New Year's. If I, you know.
I will confirm if that happens.
Okay. Now, by sauce, meaning, you know, have, you know, a sip of scotch and.
Right. Anywhere between 1 and 1.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Comments, suggestions, please send them to Willie's mailbag. I really get sick of paying that guy and him not having any work to do. We're going to have to, like, lay him off. We're going to have to close to have a government shutdown. Dude, and shut down the Postal Service.
You're
still bueno.
That is the wrong show. You can't make real jokes on this show.
I mean, if at some point we'll have to send him north so he can run the 51st state that will be Canada.
No real jokes on this show.
But man, they're just so juicy. They're so fun.
Trudeau was a perfectly good prime minister. I blame you squarely, Craig.
He's still Castro's son.
Nah, he's fine.
He's still Castro's son. Go to our webpage, click on your Amazon banner, get yourself some very last minute Christmas gifts on Amazon. Enjoy that prime shipping to get it to you. And then we can enjoy some prime shipping to our pockets. That'd be a good time. But that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, the flip side of the Killer's 45 was not as popular. Not as popular. Good night, everybody.
Good night, friends.
Good night.
Sorry, that one was a thinker. I liked it.
Did you like it?
I did. A lot. It was too thinkery, but not like almost too thinkery. It's just only a little room for interpretation. I don't hate it at all.
I'm being forced to go see Craven tomorrow, so I'll let you know how that goes.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I said, what I don't want to go really see good? That third movie. They said, how about if it's bad, we will both pay for your ticket to the movie and buy you a drink afterwards. I said, well, for those conditions, I'm sold. What do I gotta lose? A couple hours of time, I guess, but
well, they could just deny the fact that it was bad.
They probably will, but
they'll be like, no way, that was great, dude.
that's gonna be hard to do.
It's rated better than Madam Web, I think.
That's not that difficult.
Yeah, that movie was not good.
Oh no, I said, watched that movie?
I did watch that movie.
For shame, dude. Your time is more valuable than that.
If you want to mute yourself on a podcast, check out the How Did This Get Made episode where they talk about Madam Web. It's a pretty funny episode.
I've already got all the files. Wow.
I remember the one name of that guy that's on that podcast. But he's what's the name of the crazy guy who's on that podcast?
Joe Rogan.
No.
Pat McAfee.
No.
Joe McAfee.
No.
Pat Rogan.
You're the worst.
Aaron.
No.
Robert Evans.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, that guy, Blue Wolf. Thank you.
Wow, that wasn't even, that was the worst Mantisoukas clue you could have given, Craig. That guy who's on that podcast.
That's a crazy guy.
He's on like a, oh geez, Craig. There, every reference you could have made that he's done other than a podcast. I didn't even know he did a podcast. Why don't I listen to it?
You could have literally said the crazy guy from the league.
You could. Yes.
Ian. Have we ever settled on the fact that Craig is in fact the worst?
Oh, brother. There is no one who is quite the best at being the worst than Craig. So that is not at all. The league is an absolute gem. If you get a chance, you should absolutely treat yourself. It is hilarious from start to finish.
How many seasons of that is there?
Six? Something like that, yeah.
Seven, eight?
Somewhere in that zone. 6 to 8 is acceptable.
The best part about watching it now is going, wow, this episode is really dated by that guy appearing in it.
Hilarious. Jason. Oh, I mean, all the football player appearances. Jason Mantzoukas kills it. A very young Seth Rogen makes a good arc. But I was also thinking, Jason Mantzoukas is also Derek from The Good Place.
Yes. That's yes. When Janet was
feeling upset about Jason and Tahani, he created Derek. I'm Derek. I got a wind chime down there.
And he was Rose's crazy fiance briefly in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I remember him from earlier. Yeah, he was Dionysus in the new Percy Jackson series.
Yeah.
I'm never disappointed when Jason shows up. It's always funny.
So they have a funny episode about that movie.
Oh, does he host that podcast?
It's him and Paul Scheer and I believe Paul Scheer's wife.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I like all those people. I don't know his wife. Maybe I do.
But her name is June something. I think it's Paul Scheer's wife.
Interesting. I'll look into it.
It's one of those podcasts that sometimes tours. I think it'd be a fun one to go, you know, see live. Yes, June Raphael, says Blue Wolf.
Okay. Yeah, I would see it live. Again, you've sold me on Jason Mantzoukas very easily.
Yeah, they're pretty entertaining on that show. A lot of it is movies that I don't really care about at all, so I just skip those ones. But if it's something that, you know, I kind of have an interest in, I will listen to those ones. And what is the deal with this new Karate Kid movie with Jackie Chan? Like, where'd Jackie Chan been? He'd been in this Karate Kid movie.
Wait, he's back in the sequel?
Yes, there is a new Karate Kid movie starring Jackie Chan.
Well, there was another Karate Kid movie starring Jackie Chan, wasn't there?
Not that I know of.
What? From like 10 years ago?
Oh, then I didn't see that one.
It's got him and Will Smith's kid. He teaches Will Smith's kid how to do Kung Fu.
I was never going to watch that.
It was called The Karate Kid, starring Jackie Chan.
All right. Well, apparently then, yes, he's back.
Okay.
Daniel LaRusso and Jackie Chan are teaming up.
Nice.
In this movie. It's called Karate Kid Legends.
Nice. Good for that.
But it doesn't actually feature the Karate Kid, so that's kind of sad.
Yeah, but he's on that Cobra Kai show, and that's, you know.
He is, and I enjoyed that show. This season was fun.
The poet William Zabka.
That's right.
All right.
All right, I will see you, I think, Friday night?
Yeah, we'll see you Friday for dinner.
And then I will then talk to Ray on the after Christmas.
Okie doke.
Yeah. For some D&D time where we can all get killed by a lich.
Yeah,
I'll see you for our super secret other show and your party.
Yep.
Cool.
Hopefully we'll have a downstairs bathroom.
Oh, I can't wait.
Is there something wrong with the downstairs bathroom?
Well, it got demolished and redone, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, and by redone, I mean redoing currently, so hopefully it'll be redone by then.
As long as it doesn't turn into a Pittsburgh toilet.
I don't remember what that. Okay.
It's when you have a commode just in the basement, just like out and open.
Yep, no walls, nowhere. It just lives down there.
Sometimes there's a shower curtain around it.
It's but not often. Sorry, it's extra funny because my grandpa from Pittsburgh had a.
The one in my grandmother's house totally had a shower curtain down there.
I hated having to use the basement toilets. It was so sketchy.
Did yours also have a shower right beside it?
It did.
Yes. Mine had the hard grandma's house in the shower and the toilet right there with no walls, just in the basement.
I'm sad I asked.
Yep. You're not wrong.
Oh, I was going to say it's disparaging, but it's funny because it's true. All right. I'll see you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Y'all take it easy.
Yep. Thanks, everyone.